Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our podcast today, my friends. And our topic is simply attention, please. Attention, please. Think of all the times you've been in a crowded space, maybe a banquet or graduation or an award ceremony, and there was a speaker at the podium in front of the microphone while there were all these different groups in the audience talking. That speaker may have tried various things to get the attention of the crowd. You know how it is. Sometimes they tap the microphone. Other times they clear their throat. And many times they may hold up their hands or hit the silverware on the glass just to make sure they can get the attention of the audience. Well, as leaders, we're great in front of the microphone. Most leaders are efficient at communicating. They have a natural charisma that allows for them to attract many people. However, it's not the speaking skills that makes a leader special. On the contrary, it is the listening skills that separates the great leaders from the average. Today, we're going to outline in our HEAR acronym the four key components of making sure that the people on your team know that they have your listening ear. I always say that the listening ear is more powerful than the speaking mouth, the helping hand, and the watchful eye put together. So in our HEAR acronym, we outline how we accomplish the listening component with our team. The H reminds us of the importance of humility. Yes, my friends and neighbors, humility. We can all improve. We can learn from everyone. Feedback is essential for growth, and it requires humility on behalf of leadership in order to listen. Think about it. Companies conduct surveys. You can go and take your car in for service, and a few days later, they'll send you a survey in the email and want you to fill it out so that they can know how they did. Politicians host town hall meetings in their home cities or states so that the people that they're representing have the opportunity to be heard. And in order to do those things, it requires humility because most of the time, we don't always hear what we want to hear in these sessions. On the contrary, we hear what we need to hear. There's a couple of ways to do that. One is we've got to request feedback. If you're leading a team now, I challenge you to send them an email and request their feedback. Tell us about your experience so far. How are you enjoying your service? How can I improve in leading you? Then require feedback. Outline to them that one of the ways they remain in good standing on your team is if they consistently offer feedback to you. So yes, my friends and neighbors, that first component is humility. That E in our HEAR acronym reminds us of the importance of enthusiasm as it pertains to listening. Yes, the enthusiastic listener is the one that's best received. See, it's not just the act of listening, it's the attitude of listening that's important. Rebellious children will sit down and listen to their parents. However, they don't listen correctly. They don't listen with the right attitude. They may roll their eyes, look up at the wall. They might huff and puff and may even turn their backs. Well, when you're listening, it's not just the act, it's also the attitude. For example, your team wants to know that you enthusiastically receive the constructive feedback they've got for you. They want to realize that they can give you some wise information without it turning into a debate or disagreement or some long drawn out component. They understand that everything they give to you, you have the ability to enthusiastically receive. When was the last time, my friends, that you enthusiastically received constructive feedback? That you raised your hand and said, you know what, I own up to that. Thank you for pointing it out. I didn't even know that was one of the flaws. I thank God for my mother because She is one of the few people who will always tell me exactly what's on her mind. And I enthusiastically receive it. I make sure that when she gives that information to me, even though I'm over 40 years old, I still remember it's important to enthusiastically listen to feedback. The other component as a leader that we have to receive in the A in our HERE acronym, we must accept. That's the A. We must accept it. Now listen, it doesn't mean that it's always right. It doesn't mean that the information that's being shared is always delivered to us in the greatest attitude. Sometimes people are angry when they give us feedback. Sometimes they're frustrated. They're upset. They're confused. They haven't done this long enough to know how to make it through the pitfalls. So when they vent to us, they're venting to us oftentimes in the only way they know how. Well, here's the challenge. Well, we with that component and that situation, we want to make sure that we even ask additional questions. That's how we accept it. Ask, okay, tell me a little bit more about why you feel this way. Tell me a little bit more about how I can learn more from this situation. You prompt that acceptance process by asking follow-up questions. That's what makes them become more excited about talking to you, and they'll communicate with an even better attitude. When we accept feedback, whether we agree with it all the time or not, it's okay to accept what they've said and then follow up by asking additional questions to make sure that everyone's on the same page. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that R simply reminds us to resolve. Resolve. If there are any valid issues, we fix them. Any challenges, we overcome them. Feedback without resolution is like going to the gym and not working out. Hearing is one thing, but then resolving is completely different. It shows your team that not only do you have the humility to sit down and have constructive feedback and dialogue sessions with them, but that you respect them enough to put valid information into practice. Again, that politician that goes to the town hall meetings, he's hearing a lot of things from his constituents. He goes then back to Washington, and his job is to put into practice the valid information that was given to him at that meeting. Otherwise, why listen if we're not going to resolve valid situations? My friends and neighbors, leadership is very complex, and one of the simplest components is the art of listening. We can all do it simply by following that HERE formula. I hope you enjoyed this training segment, and if you did, I encourage you to explore Success Training Institute by contacting the person who sent you this podcast to find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, my good friends, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.